Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. Right now, we're going to make our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com. He's from Exit Realty First. Let's go to the Ray Snell Sports Line and let's welcome to the program. We have Matt Lehman joining us, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Concord Classic weekend. Matt, hey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. And now I got to let our listeners know we're squeezing you in, and you're at a very busy week. What, up in Tawas right now with a basketball tournament?
Yeah, we're playing in the basketball tournament up in Tawas. It's a balmy 97 degrees up here.
So that's nice.
It's air conditioned, so all right. It's not too bad. So the girls are in good shape.
Now you're the coach of the team up there, right?
I am the athletic director. I coach the middle school team, and I have a daughter, so I just came up with the crew.
Okay.
I grew up in this area. I actually taught in Tawas before
really?
I came to Concord, so yeah.
Okay.
So it's nice
well,
to come
gosh,
back.
You know, back in the day, I used to visit Tawas and East Tawas a lot as a kid because my grandparents had a cottage on Lake Sand Lake, which is, 30 minutes west? So it's been a long time, but I'm a little familiar.
You know this area, yeah. We used to go to Sand Lake a lot as kids. So.
Oh, yeah. It's great fishing there, great recreation. Yeah. It's a big lake, so yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, so let's talk about one of the events that that you're putting together, the event coordinator for what's called Concord Classic Weekend. I came across this on the Experience Jackson website, and when I clicked on your site, it's like my fingers started hurting from scrolling because there's so much going on this thing. So this looks like it's going to be a wild and crazy weekend, and there's like a lot of competition events that take place during this, man.
It is. I mean, what it is, if you look at it, it's for all ages. That's kind of our goal. You know, we want all ages to be able to come and enjoy, whether you're playing, cornhole or volleyball or basketball. We even got spike ball this year. We're trying to, that's actually new. And then we got a home run derby, which we've never done before. And you would not believe the buzz with some of our kids and some of the adults that can't wait to take their swings to see how many home runs they can hit over the one ball field that we're going to use over at the park. So it's just we just tried it. We got music, got nine bands coming in. So we're excited about it.
And a beer tent where I see there's
a beer tent.
I'm hoping you're serving up a lot of Bud Light at the beer tent.
We actually are.
All
right. That's who we work with them. That's our booster club. That's who they work with.
Nice, nice.
Good. It's all good.
Well, it looks like things start on June 22nd, where you have a half-mile kids run and then the Concord Classic 5K.
Yep, which is year 31. So that's kind of where we got the name. You know, we started 9 years ago. We started this festival, and the name, it made sense because we had the Concord Classic, the 5K, so we just made it Concord Classic Weekend.
Right.
So that's kind of how that name came about. But that's, this is 30, I think this is year 31 for the 5K. Yep.
So does the 5K go at least part of the route that the former half marathon used to, do you use part of that, or is it like its own course out there?
Well, it's kind of our own course. It starts and ends at Concord High School.
Okay.
So, and we run, it's kind of through the streets a little bit and really takes up kind of the, maybe the south side of Concord, where, like I said, we're the high school, and off of, I think, down by Harmon and Michigan Ave, kind of in that area.
Okay.
So, yep.
And I see on Friday, on the 24th, you've got food trucks there. You've got a first the food trucks. So Chris Adams is letting you borrow some of his food trucks, right?
That's what. Yeah. Matter of fact, he's up here, too. He's in Dallas.
I know. He connected me with you, but yeah.
He actually he kind of hooked me up with a guy that he uses, and that guy helped us to pick up a few food carts this weekend. And that was one of the things that you know, that we really wanted to try to, you know, improve on was to have a better selection of food. And, you know, last year we had some really good food selection, but they were running out. I mean, it's like we almost didn't have enough choice. I mean, everybody sold out. So I've, you know, convinced them. I think that they're going to enjoy. I think they're going to find this weekend is going to be well worth their while.
Now, on the 24th at 5 o'clock, you got a 4-on-4 women's sand volleyball tournament.
Yep.
How do competitors get in on this? How do they sign up, and how much is it to take part?
Well, the best probably, they could, a couple different ways. If they're on Facebook, they can go to Concord Classic Weekend, and if they go to that Facebook page and like it, they can go down and scroll, and there's actually a link that they can, there's a form that they can fill out. You just click on the link, it'll take them right into the form, and then they can sign up their team.
Okay.
And then, you know, as it is for really all of our tournaments, our cornhole tournament, we have that on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, all they have to do is go to Concord Classic Weekend's Facebook page or Classic Concord on Twitter is another option.
Okay.
That they can go to. Yep.
Okay. Is there a prize that the finalists get, or is it just for the spirit of competition?
We give out nice plaques. I mean,
okay,
the Concord Classic Weekend plaques. We got a Cooling's Creation in Concord. Brian's he's our art teacher in our school, and actually kind of started a business, and he does all of our shirts. He does all of our awards. So we give out some really nice awards, really nice plaques for the winners. So
okay. So then on Friday, so you have that. You've got the cornhole tournament also that you mentioned. Go to the same Facebook page and other points of contact for that. Now I scrolled
ahead. 40 teams. Usually our goal is we try to fill with 40 teams. So it's like we have pool play of eight games going on at the same time. So yeah, it's quite an event when you see it all going on at the same time.
So what are the brackets set up like? Are they single elimination, double elimination? If someone's coming for volleyball or cornhole, how many games can they at least expect to play?
Well, the volleyball really will depend on how many teams we end up getting.
Okay.
So depending on if they have because we usually look at having depending on if we're going to have maybe a younger age group or an older age group. That will kind of determine. If we have four teams, then we'll probably do like a pool play where everybody plays everybody, because it's really about coming out and just getting and playing and having some fun and playing. So,
okay.
Now the cornhole, what we do is we do pools. So we have 18. So we have 40 teams. Let's say we have 8 pools of 5 teams, and then in that pool, everybody plays everybody. So it's a great night of playing, and then the top 2 teams come out, and then they go into a single elimination 32-team bracket. Yeah,
gotcha.
And then it goes to the finals. And right. And I'll tell you, we've had some of the best teams and best players anywhere. I mean, we started this. And this is our 8th Concord Classic weekend, and we skipped the pandemic year in 2020.
Right.
But the other 8, that really was kind of our staple event. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was because it was something to see that many games, you know, going on at the same time. And so that's kind of our Friday. And then Saturday we actually have a youth tournament in the afternoon, and again that kind of depends on how many teams I get,
right?
And you know, and I'm an old phys ed teacher, so I got different ways I can do it. I can go pool play, I can go double elimination with a 3-game guarantee, just to make sure everybody gets some play.
Yeah.
Have some fun. So, and then we have the couples tournaments on Saturday, which is similar to what we do on Friday, which is usually a husband-wife.
I know a couple years ago, I organized a cornhole tournament when I was with the animal shelter. And I know it was a cute little tournament compared to what the monsters that you guys have coming up this weekend of the classic. But I mean, I saw firsthand how serious people take their cornhole.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know, one thing I'd like to add too, I think this is kind of the cool little niche we have with this too, is we have all the boards made. We have a gentleman named Todd Waldron who works for construction. He builds all of our boards, and these boards are a mecca. I mean, they're to buy them. Well, we sell them for $250. Anybody that wants a set of boards, it's $250. That money goes back into the weekend, and we build them every year. Well, he sends them in. He's sands them all down and primes them, and then he gives them to our art department, and our art kids paint them. So
that's
they're
awesome.
All, you know, we got Michigan State boards. We got, I know there's a couple of kids had made one that had horses on it.
Uh-huh.
And they're just beautiful. I mean, it's almost like they're so nice you almost don't want to play on them.
I know.
But then what we do is we take them out and we play on them. And then people that are interested come up and say, hey, I'd like to buy this board that he sold. And we sell them. So right. Then the next year we kind of do the same thing. We get the material again and have the boards built. The art department will paint them and uh-huh. just kind of repeat. And we used to do live auctions. And uh-huh. live auctions were great. But I think part of it was it started to kind of water down. It took so long, but there was years I sold boards for over $500.
Wow.
A set.
Wow.
And that's how nice they are. I mean, and they're heavy duty, well built boards, not, you know, custom boards.
All so standard regulation, the standard regulation, they play nice. I mean, that's what you have with competition style boards. So yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, with the tournament, do people bring their own bags? Do you supply the bags, or is it a mix of both?
We supply, and okay. we get that question because, you know, I know some have the slippery on one side and the tack on the other side.
Yeah.
You just go with straight stock bags, and we don't let them play with their own.
Right.
That just kind of levels the playing field. I mean, and you know, sometimes that we've talked about, you know, making this, you know, you ever thought about making this a money tournament? Well, you do that, then you get into some of the things that can happen in money tournaments. You get, you know, people, you know, can. Especially if you got alcohol involved, you get people that maybe get a little bit too excited, you know.
Right.
And we don't want that. So that's why we just give out a beautiful plaque at the end of the time. And, you know, the money goes to, you know, back into the weekend and to Concord Athletics. So that's, you know, that's kind of the way we've done it. And I think it's worked for us.
Now, you mentioned the Home Run Derby, which is new this year, but you also have a three-point shooting contest on Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yep, I think we're going to end up doing that on Sunday because that's the day of our 3-on-3 basketball. I think we're going to end up switching that to Sunday because all of our basketball players are going to be there for the 3-on-3. So we're going to, have the opportunity to do a little three-point shooting contest. So.
Now, on Saturday, has there been a lot of interest in the spike ball tournament? Because that's new. I remember seeing it introduced on Shark Tank, like, forever ago.
You know, right now, no.
Okay.
I got a couple of teams that have signed up, and I'm continuing. I have a kid that actually is going to run it for me, and I think if it doesn't go in the tournament-type format, like enough teams to run it to where there's somebody that wins, what we're going to do is we're just going to really kind of set up the games and let people come and play them and try them. And he's going to show people how to play. I've never played it before. And just have allow the opportunity for kids and adults to just go over and play.
Okay.
So if it doesn't end up being a tournament, If we got enough teams, then we'll run it as a tournament.
Gotcha.
But it kind of will depend on that. So, and again, it's new. A lot of people, are kind of unsure. But I'm looking at that college high school demographic of kids that we want to track down to, you know, to the park and have something for them to do.
Yeah.
That's kind of the purpose behind it. So.
Yep. And also back to cornhole, because I also noticed you got a couples tournament. So with cornhole, you've got the 2-on-2, you've got the youth, you've got a couples tournament. So you're hitting all the demographics there, a wide variety of competitions. And I look ahead to Sunday, and I see you've got like a little 9-hole golf scramble going on too. You've got so many sports athletic competitions going on here.
Yeah, and that part, that's nice because it's at Wiffle Tree, which is close, and it's only like a mile and a half from the park. So, and it's 9-hole. So you go over there and you play. It starts at 9. You're done by 11:30. You can come back to the park. So that's kind of the whole purpose of that is to 18. You know, what happens is a lot of times people would play 18 and probably call it a day. You play 9, you know, it's 11 o'clock, they're going to stop and see what's going on at the park some more. We're going to have live music on Sunday as well. So it just allows people the opportunity to do multiple things.
Right. Yeah. And I see that on Sunday, too. You've got a community bike ride. You've got more 4-on-4 sand volleyball. And you also have the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. We moved that to we moved that to Sunday this year. We just thought it was, you know, it was kind of forcing people to have to make a choice between certain things. So we thought kind of moving it to Sunday, it's kind of in its own time slot. That, you know, it's a little bit later. So I think we're starting it at 2 instead of noon. So it's just, you know, that's been real popular. We've had some really, you know, really good teams that came in, boys teams, girls teams, adult teams. So we moved that. That's why, you know, that's why we ended up moving that to Sunday. Just, I think maybe even to attract even more teams.
Okay. So, wow. Yeah. There's a lot going on. And like you said, there's music, there's entertainment, there's a beverage tent with Bud Light, fireworks Saturday night. There's just a lot going on with this. So
I'll tell you, that fireworks show, and people will come up and compliment on the weekend. And last year we had a $10,000 fireworks show.
Wow.
And I had people tell us that it was the best fireworks show that anywhere, like anywhere around we had. And so the guy, the name of the company is M&K Jetting and Televising. He almost doubled down. He said, well, let's go $15,000 this year. So it's a $15,000 fireworks show Saturday night. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a great, you know, great way to cap Saturday night, you know, at dusk. And it's just, like I said, we're really proud of this weekend. I mean, it started back, first year it was Saturday, Sunday. And then we added the Friday night part, you know, to it. And we get a lot of sponsors. We get a lot of people that come down and, you know, I think Concord used to have the 4th of July and that kind of went away. So then we brought this back kind of as a kind of the community and school working together. And I work with Jason Blossom as the village manager and in Concord. And he's the one that really kind of gets the fields and stuff already at the park. They, you know, set up the roadblocks to make sure that we, to keep traffic out. So, you know, him and I, we kind of got together about 9 years ago and we came up with this idea and every year we've tried to make it better. We always have bounce houses that come out there. You know, we got a kids, an elementary carnival this year, which is new. So it's just, like I said, we just, you know, it's for people to come out and be excited for the weekend and show off our beautiful little town. So.
Well, this is what small town America is all about. I mean, every small town has these types of festivals. You guys sound like you're hitting it out of the park with yours. I mean, it's when you talk about pure Michigan, pure Jackson, or like what I like to say, Jacksicana, this is it. Right here
it
in
is.
Beautiful Concord. So it sounds like a great, great, fun-filled, outstanding weekend. Give our listeners the information one more time if they want to sign up for any of the competitions that you have or just learn more about the event.
Well, the easiest way is if you get on our Facebook page, which is Concord Classic Weekend, you can like the page, and as soon as you go there, you can go down and you'll find each one of our events that we offer to sign up. I have a S'more, which is like a newsletter, which is probably what you have a link to. That they can go into that, and it will give kind of a map of what where everything is at the park, and also in there they have a place where people can scroll down to sign up for those tournaments there. I put those links in different spots, and then Twitter is another option, at Classic Concord. Go into that, and that can link you to those links to sign up for any of those tournaments as well. So,
all right, Matt. Well, I tell you what, we'll let you get back to the tournament in Tawas. I thank you again for the time, because I know it was no easy feat etching out some time for me today, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. And like I said, you know, you should. If you get a chance next weekend, swing on out.
All right.
I'll buy you a Bud Light or a Budweiser.
Man, I'm game. Thank you so much. All right, Matt. Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.